It's KRCB's California Update. I'm Mark Prell. After 2 hours of fierce debate, California lawmakers have approved funding to begin construction of high-speed rail. As Amy Quinton reports from Sacramento, the state Senate voted 21-16 to sell billions of dollars in voter-approved state bonds.
The Assembly approved initial funding for the project Thursday, but it was not an easy fight in the Senate. It came with intense lobbying from Governor Jerry Brown and Democratic leaders. Senate President Pro Tem Daryl Steinberg made an impassioned plea for approval.
How many chances do we have to vote for something that will inject a colossal stimulus into today's economy?
All Republicans present opposed the project, as did four Democrats. Critics like GOP Senator Tony Strickland called the project a waste of money.
I believe this is a colossal fiscal train wreck for California. Members, this is spending money we don't have.
The bill authorizes the state to begin selling $2.6 billion in voter-approved bonds to build an initial 130-mile stretch in the Central Valley. At the state capitol, I'm Amy Quinton.
More than half of California voters say the country's on the wrong track, but according to a new field poll, they aren't blaming President Obama. The field poll says 58% have a positive view of the president, and almost the same number plan to vote for him. Obama has an 18-point lead over Republican challenger Mitt Romney. Mark DiCamillo with the field poll says the disparity will likely limit any campaign ads in California.
So to do something in California, you have to do it in a fairly big way to make an impact, and it's likely that both campaigns will look at this and probably say that money is better spent elsewhere.
Romney does lead the president in Central Valley voters and in senior citizens, but 60% of Republicans statewide say they're voting against Obama more than they're voting for Romney. Find these and other stories at krcb.org/news. I'm Mark Prell.